Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the homecoming of a Civil War sword. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. The personal belongings of one of Ohio's most famous historical figures went to auction last week. Union General William T. Sherman's personal items were put up for sale, including his family Bible, his photographs, and perhaps most coveted, his sword. The weapon's highest bidder was the Sherman House in Lancaster, the famed general's birthplace. The museum's director, Michael Johnson, joins us now. Hey, Michael.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on bringing the sword into the museum. Many of us probably remember Sherman's name from our middle school history classes, but give us a refresher. Who was William Sherman, and how is he remembered?
He was born here in Ohio. He was born in Lancaster, Ohio. He was a Union general. He was best friends with President Grant, and he came up with a strategy along with Grant of a concept called total war. Instead of killing people, you are going to kill the infrastructure. So railroads, supplies, food chains, those sorts of things. You're basically going to cut that off. And that is what broke the will of the Confederacy.
How much did it cost to take home the auction's prized item, Sherman's sword?
So we ended up with a $130,000 bid that won it. And that is a lot of money, but it could have been a lot more. It could have easily doubled. So the fact that we got it for $130,000, it doesn't feel like that number is a steal, but that's a steal.
So did you have money squirreled away then to make purchases like this, or how were you able to acquire the sword?
The organization has money that we set aside that is for the purpose of collections, but it is not a large amount. I mean, we are a smaller nonprofit. We have two museums, so we had a few months to rally and try and raise money, and we ended up with over 70 donors from across the world, and I mean the world, as far away as Australia, people donating money for us to try and get what we could for the museum.
Why go through all that effort? Why was it so important to bring this into your collection?
Well, this is the most significant piece in that will reside in our museum by far. It is not a standard issue sword. He did have it tailored to fit the way that he wanted it. So it would have been with him during major battles like Shiloh, where he had three horses shot out from under him. It's such an incredible piece of American history. And it still hasn't sunk in yet that it's going to be in our museum.
Mm-hmm. How do you think having this sword will help your mission of sharing Sherman's story?
Last year, the Sherman House had visitors from 37 states and 7 different countries. So it's a pretty big audience as it is. This is going to take it to another level. This is one of those items where you will go to that museum to see specifically. When you have items that are of that great of importance, I think it's important that everybody has a chance to see it. And they'll get a chance to see General Sherman's sword, which is incredible.
That's Michael Johnson. He's the museum director at the Sherman House. Thank you for your time today, Michael.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.